This is Speaking of Writers on Capital Region Sunday. I'm Steve Richards. The timeless stories of the national pastime are told every day in Cooperstown, but during the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum Summer Author Series programs, individual tales of the game's fascinating past come to life through the writers who have chronicled that history. The Hall of Fame hosting 14 author series events throughout this summer, bringing noted baseball authors to Cooperstown for special lectures and book signings. The programs are held in the museum's Bullpen Theater at 1 p.m. and are included with the museum admission. This Wednesday, Johnny Smith and Randy Roberts will be there. They're the authors of the book, A Season in the Sun, The Rise of Mickey Mantle, an essential work for fans of the game and anyone interested in 1950s culture. A Season in the Sun recounts the defining moment of Mickey Mantle's legendary career, the 1956 season, when he overcame injuries and critics to become the most celebrated athlete of his time. Taking us from the action on the diamond to Mantle's off-the-field exploits, historians Roberts and Smith depict the legendary Mantle as a complex man and character. Johnny Smith is the Julius C. Bud Shaw Professor in Sports, Society, and Technology and an Assistant Professor of History at Georgia Tech. He is the co-author of Blood Brothers, The Fatal Friendship Between Muhammad Ali and Malcolm X, with Randy Roberts, and the author of The Sons of Westwood, John Wooden, UCLA, and The Dynasty That Changed College Basketball. He makes his home in Atlanta, and Johnny joins me now here on Speaking of Writers. Welcome to this program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, Johnny, how did you team up with Randy, and what gave you guys the idea to write this book about Mickey Mantle?
Well, I earned my PhD in American history at Purdue, and Randy was my advisor. And after I graduated and left Purdue, we talked about writing a book about Muhammad Ali, and that eventually turned into Blood Brothers, the book about Ali's relationship with Malcolm X, how Cassius Clay became Muhammad Ali. And Randy and I, throughout our time together, have always talked about icons in the world of sports history. And, you know, I think that term icon gets tossed around a little too loosely. But when you think about a sports icon, it's someone who defined their sport at a particular time in history. And when you think about baseball, and you think about the 1950s, it's Mickey Mantle. And what we really wanted to do in our book, A Season in the Sun, is explore how did Mickey Mantle come to be seen as a hero in the 1950s? How did he become the face of baseball? And what did he mean to America during the 1950s? Those are the kinds of questions that we were interested in answering in writing this book.
And what was it about this season, 1956?
Well, it's a remarkable season for Mantle. This is really the turning point in his career. That season, he gets off to an incredible start, hitting home runs, pursuing Babe Ruth's single-season home run record. At that time, the record, of course, was 60. But even though he doesn't ultimately catch Ruth at 60 home runs, he ends up winning the Triple Crown. And it becomes a thrilling matchup between Mantle and Ted Williams for the batting title, between Mantle and young Al Kaline for the RBI race, and it comes down to the very last day. The Triple Crown, though, as many baseball fans know, it's a significant achievement for a batter. We should keep in mind, Mickey was the first switch hitter to ever win the Triple Crown, and Mickey is the last baseball player to lead both the American League and the National League in home runs, RBIs, and batting average. We've had three batters in the American League win the Triple Crown, but we haven't had a batter since 1956 lead every single hitter in both leagues in those categories.
We're chatting with Johnny Smith here on Speaking of Writers. He, along with Randy Roberts, wrote the book, A Season in the Sun, The Rise of Mickey Mantle. They'll both be appearing at the Baseball Hall of Fame, part of the author series. That's happening this Wednesday, June 13th, at 1 o'clock in the museum's Bullpen Theater. It's been well documented about his off-the-field exploits, Mickey Mantle. A complex man, though, right?
Yeah, you know, what we were interested in is taking the reader behind the scenes. You know, of course, we're going to tell you about how Mickey Mantle is viewed in the public eye as he's pursuing Ruth's record, what it meant to be the star of the New York Yankees in the 1950s, and how he becomes a celebrity. But we're also dealing with the pressures that Mantle faced in pursuing those records, of being a star. You know, how does he recover from the criticism, the tenuous relationship that he had with reporters in the clubhouse during the moments when he struggled? You know, we often forget that in the early years of Mantle's career, between 51 and 55 especially, you know, he didn't always get along with the press. They have built him up as a 19-year-old rookie, as Superman in pinstripes, the next DiMaggio, the next Ruth, all rolled up into one. But, as Mantle fans know, he suffered a number of debilitating injuries, and he didn't always live up to the expectations of the writers or of fans, and he was booed. He was booed in 1955 in Yankee Stadium, even though at that time he was having the best offensive season of his career. And so we want to explore sort of how did he deal with the pressures of fame, the pressures of being a star, of leading the Yankees to glory.
Chatting with Johnny Smith here on Speaking of Writers. He, along with Randy Roberts, wrote the book A Season in the Sun, The Rise of Mickey Mantle. You mentioned DiMaggio there, Johnny. The injury that happens to Mickey Mantle when DiMaggio and him, they're going after a fly ball, right? And he trips over, what is it, a grate in the outfield there?
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that injury, after that injury, he wasn't the same, right?
No. You know, he basically tears his ACL. And, you know, the technology, the medical technology at times, wasn't able to fix it the way we can now, okay? So Mantle, you know, that leg is weakened, and it's never the same. He effectively plays with a torn ACL for the rest of his career. And, of course, he pulls hamstrings. He has groin injuries, calf injuries. He has a problem with his ankle from osteomyelitis that he suffered as a teenager. You know, his body betrays him time and time again. And in fact, in the 1956 season, when he has his best year ever, he does suffer a number of injuries. He plays through hamstring pulls. In the 1955 World Series, he had hamstring problems, and he could only start in two games when the Yankees lost to the Brooklyn Dodgers. And that really affected Mickey. He felt like he let down the guys on the team, that he was a disappointment. The critics in the newspapers continue to say, again, you can't rely on Mickey. And so, you know, he really felt like he couldn't break out, right, from this box that he'd been placed in by the writers. And in 1956, he's relatively healthy, and he decides that he's going to have to be more cooperative with the writers. If he's ever going to get consideration for MVP, if he's going to be recognized as the best player in the game, he knows he's going to have better relationships with the reporters who write about him day after day.
What was your research like for this book? Did you talk to any of the Mantle family members?
You know, we did not talk to Mantle family members. We did go to Commerce, Oklahoma, and we spent some time there because we really wanted to understand what was Mickey's life like growing up in this small mining town in Oklahoma. And you could still see the old Mantle house. It's still there. There's a little plaque outside the front door, and you can still see the shed where Mickey's father, Mutt, tossed him baseballs. And so it's interesting to go into that place. It's a town where a lot of people struggle. It's not a thriving community economically. And you can see that in the decades after the mining industry collapsed there, that it created enormous poverty. But when you think, too, about that place, Commerce, Oklahoma, that mining area, how it created Mickey. Because Mutt Mantle imagined that baseball was going to be the ticket for Mickey to get out. That Mutt Mantle would come home from work covered in dirt and soot from working in the mines, backbreaking work. And he told Mickey, you're going to be a ball player. You know, this is going to be your way to have a better life. So you're working day after day out in the sunshine playing a boys' game instead of working beneath the ground. And so that was really important. You know, we can't forget that baseball was really what brought Mickey and Mutt together. It's how they bonded. It's how they expressed their affection for one another. And Mutt, of course, was able to see Mickey make it to the big leagues, though ultimately Mutt Mantle would die in 1952 and wouldn't be around for the 56th season.
Johnny, what would you like readers to take away from A Season in the Sun, The Rise of Mickey Mantle?
I think that this is a book that tells the story of how Mickey Mantle became an icon, what he meant to America in the 1950s. You know, when we look back on Mickey Mantle's ascendance in American life, the one question that I was really interested in and Randy was interested in, you know, why did they admire Mickey so much? And I think it has to do something with the way that he harnessed that raw power. He was this rugged, handsome ball player, that great smile. baseball fans responded to Mickey because of the way that he hit the long ball. You know, they admired his power, his strength, Mighty Mickey Mantle. And I think that's what got people excited in 1956, because they were watching someone do something that they had never seen before.
Johnny Smith, he along with Randy Roberts. The book is A Season in the Sun, The Rise of Mickey Mantle. Johnny, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you.
And again, Johnny Smith and Randy Roberts, authors of A Season in the Sun, The Rise of Mickey Mantle, will be at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown this Wednesday, June 13th at 1 p.m. This is part of the Summer Author Series program, terrific program that the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum is doing all summer long, featuring 14 authors throughout the summer. And we'll be featuring the authors here on Speaking of Writers in Capital Region Sunday throughout the summer as well. And that is Capital Region Sunday, a production of Town Square Media Albany for this week. We're back again next week with another edition. I'm Steve Richards.